As the son of legendary special effects pioneer Ellis Berman Sr., Thomas R. Berman seemed fated from a very early age to blaze his own path of greatness in Hollywood, even if he nearly derailed following his destiny after high school. "My father was one of the greatest artists ever, and before he was working in California on movies, he used to create monumental sculptures back in Nebraska for the WPA, Works Progress Administration. When the WPA period of the 1930s was over, since he always loved the ocean, he headed for the Pacific Ocean, got to Hollywood, and worked on all kinds of different commercially creative projects before I was born. Then he finally got a job being a scenic artist, and that was what he wanted to do. He went to a staff shop where they had sculptors and mold makers, and he worked as a sculptor for a while, even though he was much more versatile than that. But my father decided that he didn't want to be pigeonholed as just a sculptor. So he went to the prop shop where they gave him his own room. He made the original mask for the Phantom of the Opera, the Claude Rains version. He worked on flesh and fantasy. He made the Cobra in Jungle Book, and he also did a lot of stuff on the Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. During that time, they were doing the Wolfman, and Jack Pierce, who did not work with foam latex, came to my father. He made the foam latex appliances for Jack and cast them for him in the prop shop because Jack didn't know how to do that. I remember when I was little, my dad took me to the set one time and this makeup man put a little cut on my arm and asked me why I was there. I said, "I'm with my dad." He said, "Oh, that's your dad? You know, if you're half as talented as he is, you should become a makeup artist like I am." And that was Jack Pierce. That was the first time that the idea of becoming a makeup artist was planted in my head. When I was about 13, my dad brought me a makeup case and I ran around putting beards on people and applying cuts and bruises. But I was never a good student, and so by the time I got to high school, I was failing everything. So I just ran away and joined the Marine Corps. When I got in the Marine Corps, I got married right away and had kids. I tried to get into makeup, and they told me that it was next to impossible, so I began doing all types of odd jobs. I worked for a sanitation company south of Venice. I moved furniture, and I parked cars at the Hollywood Palladium during the Emmys, not knowing that I would ever win one. I took on any work that I could find, because I had two kids. I was pretty much living in abject poverty, and I was working in a factory down in Newport Beach where they make those roll-on lint removers. The ones with the tape on the outside. One day my dad called me up and asked me, "Do you have any vacation time coming?" I asked him why, and he told me that he had just been hired by Don Post Studios to sculpt a 12-foot-tall King Kong gorilla for a wax museum up in Niagara Falls. He wanted me to come on and help, but I wasn't sure if I could get the time off from work. But he told me he was going to pay me $5 an hour, which was well more than double what I was making at that time. So I told him I'd be there, and the rest was history.